This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and we're going to stretch out a bit in this part of the program for some extended music and conversation with two musicians, one Irish and one Czech. Together, Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova are The Swell Season, and my co-host Melissa Block talked with them when they were here in Washington.
You may have seen them in the movie titled Once. He played a busker on the streets of Dublin. She played the young Czech immigrant who stole his heart. This ballad from the movie, Falling Slowly, won the Academy Award for Best Original Song.
Take this.
Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova came by our studios recently to sing and talk. Glenn had with him the same extremely battered guitar he played in that movie. It has three gaping holes. You can see right through to the struts inside.
Because when on the street, you tend to play a lot harder.
You used to busk all the time on the streets of Dublin.
Yeah, street musician for years. And using the guitar, you definitely bang it a lot louder to get the volume out.
Glenn Hansard tuned up that guitar, and he and Marketa started with the song Low Rising from their new album, Strict Joy.
Three, four.
I want to sit you down and talk. I want to pull back the veils and find out what it is I've done wrong. I want to tear these curtains down. I want you to meet me somewhere tonight in this old tourist town. And we'll go low rising. Cause we've got to come up, we've got to come up low rising. There's no further for us to fall. Low rising. Till I feel we've had enough. And we're low rising. Oh, for the love of you. Take you to the rock. I want to jump right in and see what that big ocean's got. I want to turn this thing around. I want to drink with you all night until we both fall down. Until we go low rising. Cause we've got to come. Gotta come up low rising. Cause there's no further for us to fall. Low rising. Till I feel we've had enough. And we're low rising.
Oh. It's the song Low Rising from the new CD Strict Joy by The Swell Season. That's Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova. They're here in our studios. Glenn, this is your song. Tell me about how this song came about.
The song is kind of a redemption song, as in, like, you know, I really want to make this work. I want to make this situation where I want to be, you know, this idea that in life you want to, you get these moments of inspiration where you just want to sit everyone you know in a room and say, look, I know that I've kind of fallen a bit behind, or I got a bit off the track, but listen, I've got it figured out and it's all going to work out. So it was it's a kind of it's all going to work out type of song.
Was it written with anybody in mind?
Probably Ma.
Is she sitting in this room? Yeah. Was my next question.
I guess it was.
I did know that.
You didn't know that, Marketa?
No.
You didn't assume that?
No, actually, no, I didn't.
Marketa, you're watching Glenn now as if you're discovering something new about him.
Well, you know, I seem to discover a lot of stuff through his lyrics more than through his conversations with me. It's I think Irish men are a bit like that, you know. And but it's, I really this is the first time I'm hearing this.
You know, that's so interesting to me that you wouldn't assume it was about you, because for all of your fans who know the story of how you were both in the movie once and fell in love and became a couple, and as I understand it, are now no longer a couple but are still a musical team. I think we all assume all these songs that you've written, Glenn, and that you've written, Marquetta, are about the other. They're very intimate songs, and they're, I think, excruciatingly painful songs. Some of
really?
Them. Some of them.
Okay.
You don't see them that way.
No, it's like it's almost like this. Oh God, it's a difficult. Yeah, you know, it's just great. Now we're already into the deep stuff.
We have to get that out of the way.
Yeah. Sometimes when you write a song can if a good, I think a good song can have many different, you can take it many different ways, you know. In a lot of ways you've got to trust the art and not the artist, and so in a way us not discussing with each other the direct meaning of each song is kind of protecting the song more than it's protecting each other, if that makes sense.
Yeah. One of your songs, Marquetta, on the new CD is called I Have Loved You Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this just beautifully wistful, sort of confessional, really written, the first lines anyway, like a confession.
Forgive me, lover, for I have sinned, for I have done you wrong. For
what can you tell us about where that song was written and how it came about?
Well, I think that the core of the song is this idea that, you know, we all make mistakes in life, and through making mistakes and through suffering, you learn, you know, things about yourself and about the world, and then it's kind of put into the frame of a love story, you know. Within a relationship, there's always going to be times where, you know, where you do each other wrong, you know. Part of the song as well is kind of not holding grudges against people, you know, because I really do see everybody in my life as teachers, you know, and who have important lessons to teach me. And ultimately, whether they're teaching me through hurt or through joy, I ultimately am really grateful to every single person like that.
So far.
Glenn, do you remember hearing this song from Marquetta for the first time?
Yeah, I remember. I was in Amsterdam doing a gig with The Frames, my band. And Mar was on the other end of the phone and we were chatting. And she was like, oh, I wrote this new song. And she played me the song down the phone, and I was really devastated by it. I thought it was really amazing. And at the same time, I was like, it was kind of prophetic, you know.
What do you mean it was prophetic?
When Mar wrote, Forgive Me, Lover, For I've Sinned, I've Loved You Wrong, and I've Let You Go, that was a year before we split up. So it's in a way that's, you know, just to sort of put it straight, it's that thing of like, you see it coming. But even so, the song sees it coming. It's almost like you don't logically see anything, but for some reason, if you're honest and you allow the stuff to come from within and you don't edit and you really just allow whatever's coming through you to come through, oftentimes you're predicting the future, you know.
Marquetta, is it harder to sing this song now knowing what's happened? That
No.
The things you were talking about actually did happen, that your relationship didn't survive.
No, I feel great peace about things that, you know, the way things have gone, I really do. For me, it doesn't create pain, you know, or it's not, doesn't break my heart. It just, like I said, I think it really, the song is written from a place of peace and acceptance, you know. Sometimes, you know, you're just not going to understand. Sometimes things don't make much sense. And that once you accept them, that's enough.
Oh, my mind. Oh, my mind. Oh, my mind.
It's the song I Have Loved You Wrong by The Swell Season, Marquetta Irglova, and Glenn Hansard, who are here in our studios. Thanks so much for coming in. And I wonder if you'd take us out with another song. Is there another one you'd like to do?
Yeah, we'll do another one.
So what are you going to play for us?
We'll play in this. This is a song called "In These Arms," and I guess this song contradicts most of what we've been talking about.
Why not?
The song is kind of like, you know, sometimes you have that thing where, you know, I was born to love you. That's the, you know.
We're gonna go out on an up note here.
Yeah. Okay. One, two, three. Use the truth as a weapon to beat up all your friends, every chink in the armor, an excuse to cause offense. And the boys from the hallway are calling out your name, and true love will find them in the end. You were restless, and I was somewhere less secure. So I went running to the road. And so now there's this long list of places we were. But I've quit my rambling. 'Cause maybe I was born to hold you in these arms. Maybe I was born to hold you in these arms.
Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova are The Swell Season. You can hear more of our conversation at nprmusic.org. We talk about the poem that inspired the album's title, Strict Joy. And there's a video of them performing live here at NPR.
Maybe I was born to hold you in these arms. Maybe maybe I was born to hold you in these arms.